In Lexington, people who are homeless now have an easier way to attain a state-issued identification card. The ID can play a big role in moving from the streets into transitional housing. Some $6,000 in local government funding is being used to cover the ID cost. To be eligible, a person must have a Social Security card and birth certificate. The applicant must also connect with a case manager at a Lexington shelter or day center to fill out paperwork verifying homelessness. Homelessness Prevention and Intervention Director Polly Ruddick says the $4 ID can break barriers.
Access to do a housing application, to do employment applications, to get medical records. I mean, the sheer just access to our world that revolves around an ID is truly amazing.
The photo IDs can be obtained at the Fayette Circuit Clerk's office. Ruddick says funding should be available for some 2,000 people a year. She says the next step may be to modify state law so that an ID is not required to get an ID.
We've talked to several advocacy groups about working with our lawmakers to work on that and maybe using some different documentation to get the original ID that then you can go and get your Social Security card.
A transportation ID program is expected to roll out next week in Lexington. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.